what did your husband do?
He was inspector of the factories. So he went round to Avey Row and de Havilland's and checked their inspection department. So, and his career went from when he started, it was linen and wood aeroplanes, and he finished up with Concorde. So it was a tremendous change. He did his apprenticeship at de Havilland's, then he worked down at Reading at some small firm, and they used to service the aeroplanes for Amy and Jim Mollison. So that was his first job. And then he saw this advertised with the Air Ministry and applied. And he stayed with them, you know, the rest of his life, really.
So, do you know the years when he started and when he finished?
Well, altogether, his apprenticeship... Well, he was... Wait a minute, he was 6 years older than me.
So he was born in 1914.
Yes. So roughly he would have started his apprenticeship at 18, 16. I don't really know that. And it would be 5 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
And I didn't ask you his name.
Oh, John. John Hyde Mayo. They were posh people, his parents. And mine were working class.
Right.
That was fun.
When did you marry?
1943 was my oldest son. 44 was the next one. And then I had a gap and had a daughter. And then I had a four-year gap and had another daughter. So I had two boys, two girls. Very happy. Eldest is David. The next one is Paul, and the girls are Elizabeth and Margaret. Very unadventuresome names.
Where were you living during this period when you first came to London?
Before we married, we lived in Poplar Road. I was in Diggs,
right,
with a family called the Daniels. He was a bus driver. I didn't like him a bit. She was terribly motherly and looked after you. But John was billeted in Ashtead with the posh people. They didn't want him. They didn't want his money, his billeting money. So he was very unhappy there. So I finally got him a room with a friend of my landlady in Poplar Avenue. So we were quite close there. And they really... Well, they wanted your money. They needed your money. Yeah. But apart from that, they were terribly kind and welcomed you.
So you settled in as a leatherhead couple.
Yes, 1942. We then moved down near Gatwick to a bungalow.